It could be an entirely new species of early human, or maybe it's just a strange-looking example of us. An Australian and Chinese team of researchers believes that they've found an anatomically unique population of prehistoric humans in southern China. But they're reluctant to call it a new species just yet, and some other experts have their doubts. Either way, the discovery fits into an increasingly complex picture of early human history. Timothy MacDonald reports.
The so-called Red Deer cave people had flat faces with broad noses, a jutting jaw without much of a chin, and large molar teeth. They also had prominent brow ridges with a rounded brain case that looks modern at the front, but more archaic up the back. Inside it, there was a fairly modest lump of grey matter. Evolutionary biologist Darren Curnow from the University of New South Wales led the research, which was published in the online journal Public Library of Science One.
At this stage, we've actually been quite reluctant to classify them, that is to place them into a species, whether it be Homo sapiens or something else. They're clearly a population that's quite closely related to humans and possibly closely related also to the Neanderthals.
It wouldn't be the first discovery that's led to debate over whether a scientist has found a new species. Another unique population found in 2003 on the Indonesian island of Flores was also the subject of heated debate. The researchers who found it said it was a smaller extinct species, while others argued it was a modern human with a genetic defect or perhaps an iodine deficiency. Peter Brown from the University of New England formally described the so-called Flores hobbit. On this one, however, he's not convinced and he thinks it's just a modern human. He declined a request for an interview. Dr. Isabel de Groot is a paleoanthropologist from London's Natural History Museum. She told the BBC the Red Deer cave people could also be a hybrid species.
These humans were modern humans that spread into East Asia and interbred with archaic humans that were around at the time. The other option is that they evolved these archaic or more primitive features independently because of isolation or in response to an environmental pressure such as climate.
Radiocarbon dating suggests the Red Deer cave people lived as recently as 11,500 years ago, which would place them alongside modern people. But if they were a different species, how did they coexist with modern humans and what happened to them? Colin Groves is a professor of biological anthropology at the Australian National University.
Human evolution, like the evolution of any other species, is a sort of branching process. Probably modern humans had already replaced them in most areas, and they persisted just in these out-of-the-way areas where modern humans hadn't reached.
Colin Groves says human evolutionary history doesn't resemble that familiar chart that was once so common on science classroom walls. It wasn't a smooth evolution from small knuckle-dragging apes to larger upright humans. It's much more complicated than that, and there were probably many different curious-looking species along the way.
Just as, say, today there are 50 or 60 species of kangaroos and wallabies in Australia. So, you know, in the past there were multiple species of early humans and proto-humans. At every stage, new branches were given off. You know, it's not just one branch onward and upward.
So do we have a good sense of why we have, in the modern world, dozens of species of say, kangaroos, but that's certainly not the case with humans? Or is that the big question?
No, it's true there's only one species of humans, and that is because, I suppose, by the time Homo sapiens began to disperse from its place of origin, by that time our ancestors had developed a sort of a rather sophisticated culture, and this enabled them to exploit lots of different habitats, and so keep in contact with each other, social and, of course, genetic contact with each other. So that although there's certainly marked geographic variation within our species, there's no break point. There's no point at which, you know, one variant stops and another one begins. We form a continuum.
Professor Colin Groves from ANU speaking to Timothy MacDonald.